right, let's do this. Injection mold insulation. That's our deep dive today.
Yeah, you've been doing some research,
Oh yeah.
and it looks like we've got some technical guides to really get into.
Yeah, we're talking like materials, application, even maintenance.
Maintenance, yeah.
And we're even going to touch on the environmental impact
Oh
of
yeah.
keeping those molds running tip top.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So by the end of this, you'll be fluent
Fluent,
in
yeah.
all things injection mold insulation.
Absolutely.
You know, you might even impress your coworkers
Yeah, for sure.
with all this knowledge.
It's fascinating stuff, and you've pulled together some really good insights here.
I know. I love how this source material just like dives right in, you know.
Yeah.
It says, let's dive into the world of injection molds.
Get right to it.
But maybe before we get lost in the weeds here,
Sure.
we should take a step back for anyone who's not already
Right.
totally immersed in plastic production.
Yeah.
What exactly are we talking about when we say injection molding?
Okay, so imagine you have like this super precise cookie cutter, but instead of dough, you're injecting molten plastic into it. That's essentially injection molding in a nutshell. You create this mold in the exact shape that you need, and then you inject the hot plastic, let it cool and harden, and boom, you've got everything from, toys and phone cases to car parts and medical devices.
Wow.
It's an incredibly versatile process.
So it's like the ultimate plastic surgery, but without the drama.
Exactly, without the drama.
And insulation comes in to make sure this plastic surgery goes off without a hitch.
Exactly. It's all about maintaining consistent temperatures and preventing energy loss. Without proper insulation, it's like trying to bake a cake in a drafty oven. You might get something that resembles a cake, but it's not going to be pretty, and you're going to waste a lot of energy in the process.
Oh, we wouldn't want any plastic surgery mishaps,
Yeah.
especially when we're talking about,
Right.
precision parts and stuff.
Absolutely.
So speaking of getting things right,
Yeah.
this source material breaks down three major players in the insulation game:
Okay.
ceramic coatings, insulating paints,
Yep.
and rubber gaskets. And they each bring something unique to the table.
They do. Let's start with ceramic coatings.
Okay.
Those are the heavy hitters,
Okay.
the ones you call in when things get seriously hot.
So if I'm picturing this right,
Yeah.
are they kind of like a superhero suit
Yeah.
for my molds, ready to withstand
That's a great way to put it.
some serious heat?
Yes, ceramic coatings are incredibly resistant to high temperatures,
Oh.
and they even prevent electrical currents from passing through.
Really?
Yeah, think about molds used for making engine parts
Okay.
or other components that need to withstand extreme heat and
Yeah.
pressure. Those are the situations where ceramic coatings really shine, and it all comes down to their composition. The ceramic materials have very low thermal conductivity, meaning heat doesn't flow through them easily.
So they're basically the heat shields of the mold world,
Yes.
built to keep things cool under pressure.
Exactly.
Okay, and then we have insulating paints, which
Yes.
sound like a more versatile,
Yeah.
everyday kind of hero.
You got it. Insulating pants are like giving your molds a protective insulating paint job. They're affordable, they're easy to apply, and they do a great job of forming a thermal barrier. Even on complex shapes, you can spray them on, you can brush them on. There's a lot of flexibility in how you apply them.
So kind of like giving your molds a cozy sweater
Yeah, haha.
to keep them warm and working efficiently.
Exactly. It keeps everything running smoothly.
And then we have rubber gaskets,
Ah, yes.
which I'm guessing are the champions of anything that involves movement.
Exactly. Think of rubber gaskets as these tiny, durable shock absorbers. Custom fit to protect the moving parts of your molds, things like sliders and ejectors, which are basically the mechanisms that push the finished part out of the mold. They prevent leaks, they cushion those moving components, and keep everything running smoothly.
So that flexibility and resilience are
Yes.
key,
Yeah.
especially when you've got,
Of
parts
course.
that are constantly moving and rubbing against each other.
Exactly.
It's
Exactly.
amazing how each material has its own specific job.
Yeah.
It's like a well-coordinated team
It is.
of mold protectors.
That's a great way to put it.
But choosing the right material is only half the battle, right?
Yes. You need to apply it correctly.
Okay, so this source material really stresses
Yeah.
that application is just as important.
It's like having all the ingredients for a gourmet meal,
Yeah.
but not knowing how to cook.
Yeah, right.
You can have the best insulation in the world, But if you don't apply it correctly, you're not going to get the results you're looking for.
So what's the secret sauce to getting that perfect application?
Well, it all starts with surface prep.
Okay.
Think of it like prepping a wall for painting, right?
Okay.
You wouldn't just slap a fresh coat of paint over peeling, cracked paint.
Definitely not.
And expect it to last, would you?
No. You got to make sure that surface is clean.
Exactly.
And smooth for that paint to adhere properly.
And it's the same principle with mold insulation.
Okay.
You need to thoroughly clean and prepare the mold surfaces.
Okay.
You got to remove any dirt, oils, or contaminants that could interfere with the insulation adhering properly.
So it's all about laying the groundwork for insulation success.
Exactly.
And once we've got that pristine surface, what's next?
Well, that's where things get a bit more specialized. Depending on the type of insulation you're working with, spraying, brushing, carefully cutting, and adhering gaskets, there are a lot of different techniques involved. And this source material really dives into the specifics for each material.
Sounds like a meticulous process.
It is.
Almost like an art form.
Yes, very much so.
And I'm guessing patience is key.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when it comes to drying and curing.
Absolutely. You need to give those insulating layers ample time to dry and cure completely.
Okay.
This ensures that they reach their full strength.
Gotcha.
And create that solid, impenetrable barrier we're aiming for.
Yeah.
Rushing the step can lead to all sorts of problems down the line.
Right.
From, you know, reduced insulation effectiveness to premature wear and tear.
So it's like baking a cake.
Yeah.
You can't rush the oven or you'll end up with a soggy mess.
Exactly.
You gotta let those layers set properly to get that perfect insulating finish.
Yep.
Speaking of taking the time to do things right,
this
source material also emphasizes the importance of ongoing maintenance.
Ongoing maintenance, yes.
It's not a set it and forget it kind of deal.
It's not, no. Think of it like caring for a car.
Okay.
Regular checkups and maintenance are crucial for keeping things running smoothly and preventing major issues down the road.
I can see that.
Yeah, ignoring those warning signs.
Especially in a demanding environment like injection molding.
Right. Ignoring those warning signs and skipping maintenance is like, driving your car without ever changing the oil.
Yeah.
You're just asking for trouble.
You are just asking for trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, and just like with a car, a little preventative maintenance can go a long way in extending the lifespan of your molds and keeping those plastic parts rolling off the assembly line without a hitch.
So what does a regular checkup look like for our hardworking molds? What kind of warning signs should we be on the lookout for?
Well, the first step is good old-fashioned visual inspection.
Okay.
You know, get up close and personal with those insulation layers.
Okay.
Look for any signs of wear and tear, cracks, peeling, anything that looks out of place.
Yeah.
Catching those issues early is key.
Right.
You know, think of it like spotting a tiny crack in your windshield before it turns into a massive spider web.
Makes sense. It's always better to address those small issues before they snowball into major problems.
Absolutely.
But sometimes damage isn't always visible to the naked eye, right?
Right.
How can we be sure that our insulation is performing at its best?
Yeah.
Even if it, you know, even if it looks okay on the surface.
Well, that's where performance testing comes in.
Okay.
These tests are like giving your molds a regular health checkup. They measure things like heat transfer and energy consumption.
Okay.
Allowing you to track how efficiently your insulation is performing over time.
Okay.
So if you start to see a decline in performance.
Yeah.
That could be a sign that your insulation needs some attention.
Okay.
Even if there's no visible damage.
It's like getting your blood pressure checked.
Yeah, exactly.
You might feel fine.
Yeah.
But those numbers can reveal underlying issues.
Absolutely.
That need to be addressed.
And just like with your health, early detection is key.
Yes.
Addressing those minor insulation issues early on can save you a lot of headaches and expenses down the line.
Makes sense.
It might mean a simple cleaning, some minor repairs, or even reapplying a fresh layer of insulation.
Okay.
The key is to stay proactive and not let those problems fester.
So regular inspections, performance tests, and a little TLC.
Yes.
Those are the secrets to keeping our molds happy and productive.
Happy molds make happy parts.
And speaking of happy, we can't forget about the environmental benefits of all this mold pampering.
Yeah,
we've been teasing this this sustainability angle throughout our deep dive.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to get in the nitty-gritty.
Okay, let's do it.
You know, it's one of the most fascinating aspects of this whole topic.
Yeah.
Mold insulation isn't just about, you know, boosting efficiency and product quality.
Right.
It's also a significant step towards making manufacturing more sustainable.
Absolutely. And your source material really highlights how those benefits break down for each type of insulation.
Uh-huh.
There's a table here that's packed with insights.
All right, let's unpack this table and see what it reveals about the eco-friendliness of our three insulation stars.
Yeah.
Ceramic coatings.
Yep.
Insulating paints and rubber gaskets.
Let's do it.
So this table looks at three key factors: energy efficiency, waste reduction, and the longevity of the material.
Mm-hmm.
And each factor gets a rating of high, moderate, or low.
Yeah.
So it gives us a quick snapshot of how each material stacks up in terms of sustainability.
Exactly.
I love a good rating system.
Haha.
So let's start with ceramic coatings.
Okay.
Where do they land on the eco-friendliness scale?
Well, ceramic coatings score a resounding high for energy efficiency and longevity.
Okay.
They're like the marathon runners of the insulation world, built for the long haul and designed to minimize energy waste.
Okay.
And that longevity also translates into less waste overall.
Makes sense.
Since those molds are going to last longer and require fewer replacements.
Right.
However, when it comes to waste reduction during the during the manufacturing process itself, they get a moderate rating.
So while they're champions of long-term sustainability, their production might have a slightly bigger environmental footprint compared to the other options.
That's right. It's a good reminder that there are often trade-offs to consider when we're talking about sustainability.
Right.
It's not always a simple black and white equation.
Makes sense. Every superhero has their kryptonite, right?
That's right.
Okay, let's move on to insulating paints.
Okay.
How do they fare in the eco-friendliness department?
Well, insulating paints get a gold star for waste reduction, earning a high rating in that category.
Okay.
They also score a respectable moderate for energy efficiency and longevity.
Okay.
Meaning they're solid performers in those areas, but perhaps not quite as exceptional as ceramic coatings.
So a well-rounded choice with a particular emphasis on minimizing waste.
Exactly.
Okay, and finally, let's talk about rubber gaskets.
Rubber gaskets, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Similar to insulating paints, receive a moderate rating for energy efficiency and waste reduction.
Okay.
But where they really shine is in their longevity.
Okay.
They snag a high rating in that category, meaning they can really go the distance, which ultimately leads to fewer replacements and less waste overall.
So if you're looking for an insulation solution that's built to last and minimize those trips to the landfill, rubber gaskets are a strong contender.
Absolutely. And this table really illustrates how considering multiple factors can give us a much more nuanced understanding of sustainability.
Right.
There's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Yeah.
The best choice really depends on the specific application, the priorities of the company, and the overall environmental goals.
It's all about finding the right tool for the job.
Yeah.
And making informed choices based on the big picture.
Exactly.
But regardless of the material, the very act of insulating molds is a step towards a greener industry.
Yay.
Right? That's a message that comes through loud and clear in the source material.
It's a tangible way for companies to demonstrate their commitment to reducing their environmental impact and aligning with shift towards more sustainable practices.
And it's not just about checking boxes and meeting regulations.
No.
It's about recognizing that every decision, even something as seemingly specific as mold insulation, can contribute to a larger movement towards a more sustainable future.
It's about shifting from a mindset of business as usual to a more holistic approach that considers the long-term impact of our choices on the planet.
Like that butterfly effect, right?
Yeah.
Small actions can have ripple effects that
that
extend far beyond the immediate situation.
And when we start to see those connections, it becomes clear that even seemingly small choices, like choosing a more sustainable insulation material, can contribute to a much larger and more positive impact.
So we've gone from the nuts and bolts of materials and application techniques to the bigger picture of sustainability and corporate responsibility.
Right.
It's amazing how a deep dive into something as specific as mold insulation can lead to such wide-ranging insights.
It's a testament to how interconnected everything is.
Yeah.
And it really highlights the power of knowledge and understanding.
Right.
When we take the time to learn about these seemingly technical topics, we often uncover a whole web of connections that that extend far beyond the initial subject matter.
It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. There's always more to discover.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Speaking of discoveries, we've covered a lot of ground.
I have.
In this deep dive, but there's always more to explore.
Oh.
What's a final thought-provoking question we can leave our listeners with? Something to ponder as they continue their own exploration of injection molding and sustainability.
Well, the source material we've been discussing focuses on the technical and practical side of things.
Yeah.
But what about the human element?
Okay.
What are the best ways to encourage more companies to embrace these sustainable practices?
Right.
And what role do consumers play in driving demand for eco-friendly products?
Yeah.
These are questions that that go beyond the technical specifications and delve into the realm of behavior change, incentives, and the power of collective action.
Those are fantastic questions.
Yeah.
And ones that I think deserve a deep dive of their own.
Absolutely.
The journey towards sustainability is an ongoing one.
It is.
And it requires collaboration, innovation, and a willingness to challenge the status quo.
Yeah, it's like we've been focusing on the how of sustainable injection molding.
The nuts and bones.
But now we're stepping into the why.
Right.
The motivations, the challenges.
The bigger picture.
And the collective effort required to really make this shift a reality.
It is a fascinating paradox.
Yeah.
We have the technology and the knowledge, to reduce our environmental impact. Mm-hmm. But getting everyone on board.
Right.
Implementing these solutions.
Yeah.
On a large scale.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be a whole different ballgame.
It's like having all the pieces of a puzzle, but struggling to fit them together to see the full picture.
Yeah.
So how do we bridge that gap between, knowing what to do and actually doing it?
Right.
What are some strategies
for
encouraging wider adoption of these sustainable practices, especially when it comes to something as specific as mold insulation?
Well, it's a multifaceted challenge.
Yeah.
And there's no
one
size fits all solution.
Yeah.
But there are a few key levers we can pull.
Okay.
One is through government policies and regulations.
Okay.
Creating incentives for companies to adopt sustainable practices.
Okay.
Whether it's through, tax breaks, grants, or even stricter regulations on emissions and waste.
So kind of like a carrot and stick approach?
Yeah, to encourage companies to do the right thing.
Right, for their bottom line and for the planet.
Exactly. But it can't just be about, top-down approaches.
Right.
Consumers have a huge amount of power in this equation as well.
They do.
When we choose to support companies
that
prioritize sustainability, we're sending a clear message that these values matter to us.
We are.
And that can drive real change within industries.
Absolutely.
It's like voting with our wallets.
Yeah.
Making conscious choices that align with our values and ultimately shaping that market demand for more sustainable products.
Exactly. And it's not just about buying eco-friendly products. It's also about, doing our research, understanding where our products come from and asking questions about the manufacturing processes involved.
Right.
The more informed we are as consumers, the more empowered we are to make choices that support a more sustainable future.
Knowledge is power.
Right. It is.
Speaking of knowledge, it seems like education and awareness play a huge role.
Absolutely.
In driving this shift. Uh-huh. Towards sustainability.
It's about connecting the dots between those seemingly small choices, like choosing a more sustainable insulation material for a mold, and the larger impact those choices have on the environment,
right.
on resource consumption, even on future generations.
It's about making sustainability tangible and relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Showing people that it's not just an abstract concept, but something that that affects their everyday lives.
Right.
The more we can weave these sustainability stories into our everyday conversations, into the products we buy, into the way we do business, the more likely we are to see real and lasting change.
It's like creating a culture.
Yeah.
Sustainability.
Exactly.
Where these values are embedded in everything we do.
Yeah.
From, you know, the way we design products right. to the way we choose to live our lives.
Yeah. And that's where I see real hope.
Yeah.
When we move beyond simply talking about sustainability.
Yeah.
And start to embody it
mm-hmm.
in our actions, you know, both individually and collectively.
Yeah.
That's when we can really start to shift the needle
yes.
towards a more sustainable future.
So it's a multi-pronged approach.
Yeah.
You know, government's setting the stage mm-hmm. with supportive policies.
Okay.
Businesses innovating and embracing sustainable practices.
Nice.
And consumers making informed choices that reward those efforts.
It's a powerful synergy when all those pieces come together.
It is it.
And while we still have a long way to go,
yeah.
you know, it's encouraging to see that this shift is already happening
right.
in many industries, including manufacturing.
The fact that we're having this conversation
yeah.
about the environmental benefits of mold insulation
right.
is a testament to that progress.
It's proof that even in a field
yeah.
as seemingly technical as injection molding, there's a growing awareness of the importance of sustainability.
Yeah.
And a willingness to find solutions
right.
that are both efficient and eco-friendly.
It's a reminder that innovation and sustainability
yeah.
can go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
And that by working together,
yeah.
we can create a future where both
right.
both people and the planet thrive.
Well said.
Well, I think that's a fantastic note to end on.
Yeah.
We've gone from the nitty-gritty details
mm-hmm.
of ceramic coatings and rubber gaskets
yeah.
to the broader vision of a more sustainable future.
We have.
It's been quite a journey.
It has.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
There's so much more to explore and discover in the world of injection molding
mm-hmm.
and sustainable manufacturing.
So keep asking questions.
Yes.
Keep learning.
Keep pushing.
And keep pushing for a better world.
Absolutely.
And remember, even the smallest choices can make a difference.
They do.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Into the fascinating world of injection mold insulation.
It's been fun.
Until next time, stay curious.